Hello and welcome to Studio Classroom. My name is Gabe. Now, yesterday we met Michelle, who was enjoying a lovely evening out on the town until something happened. Do you remember what happened? That's right. When she went looking for her car, she couldn't find it. Michelle thought for sure that someone had stolen it. Today we're going to answer these questions. A Night Out is the name of our lesson, and here are the questions. What is Michelle going to do? What is Michelle going to do? And what happened to the car? What happened to the car? I believe these questions will be answered today. Open your magazine, and let's get started.
A Night Out. Should she call the police or call someone to give her a ride? She decided to call someone. She took out her cell phone only to find that her battery was dead. Now what? Walking home was out of the question, but she could take a cab. She checked her wallet and found that she only had $5 in cash. And, to her horror, her credit card was missing. Then she remembered she'd ordered something on the internet and left the card by her computer.
Hi, welcome to Language Lab. 今天的第一个重点，我们看 out of the question 这个成语。Out of the question 是指不可能的或者是没有讨论余地的。例如 The professor told us that postponing the deadline for our reports was out of the question. 教授告诉我们报告的期限要延期是绝对不可能的。或者是 For financially challenged students, studying abroad is out of the question. 对于家境贫困的学生而言出国读书是完全不可能的。继续我们看的是 horror, 这个不可数名词。Horror 是指恐惧或者是惊悚。例如 When the accident happened, I felt numb with horror. 当意外发生时我整个吓得呆住了。或者是 Rachel never goes to any horror movies because she gets scared easily. Rachel 从来不看任何恐怖片因为她很容易被吓到。她的形容词是 horrible, H-O-R-R-I-B-L-E, 意思是可怕的或严重的。例如 Ted has a horrible cold, Ted 得到重感冒。
So Gabe, I know you're a very busy person, you have a lot going on. Have you ever lost anything?
Yeah, actually, like Michelle in our story, I have also lost things.
Oh, tell me about it. What have you lost?
Well, just recently, actually, I lost my wallet. It's funny our lesson mentions a wallet because I lost my wallet and immediately I called my credit card company or the debit card, ATM card, and I told them to cancel my card.
Oh.
And then guess what?
No, what happened?
Okay, I found my wallet an hour later and it was right next to the car seat that I was sitting in. I should have checked more carefully because you know what, Rebecca? Because I thought I lost my wallet and I canceled my card, I couldn't withdraw money for 3 weeks until I went back to the bank.
Aha, I remember that. You needed to borrow some money from me. Yes, I remember that, Gabe. Well, guess what? You're not alone because I have lost something very important as well.
Yeah?
A couple of... actually, this was last year. I had just arrived in Taiwan. I had this small little Nokia phone.
Uh-huh.
And I lost my Nokia phone.
Oh.
And it was the strangest thing because I used to complain about my small little phone because it was so difficult to send text messages. Then I lost the phone.
Yeah.
And I wished I had that phone.
Yeah. Well, then you could, experience communicating with people in other ways.
And, right, right. And it's wonderful when you get lost around Taipei and you don't have a phone, right?
Yeah, it's very wonderful. No, not wonderful at all. Well, it's not great when you forget where you parked your car, too. I think that's what happened with Michelle. She asks herself a question. Should she call the police or call someone to give her a ride? Hmm. She decided to call somebody, and this is when she remembers that her cell phone is not with her.
Right. She took out her cell phone only to find that her battery was dead. So she did have her cell phone with her, but the battery was dead. Who forgets to charge their cell phone battery?
Well, I do sometimes. And I think it's nice if you can have a battery charger with you at all times. But sometimes, actually recently, my battery charger stopped working. So now that doesn't even work.
Mm.
Well, friends, we do see this phrase here, only to find. So you do something only to find. Or maybe you could say only to discover something. And we use this phrase when to describe something that you didn't expect to happen.
Right. So, for example, you could say, Susan arrived to the party around 10 p.m. only to find that everyone had already left. Or maybe you could say that Kevin arrived home only to find that his sister had left the kitchen a mess.
And so he had to clean up everything in the kitchen. Or I walked into the building only to find that a meeting had already begun and everyone was waiting for me. Okay. Well, you know, another word you can use in this phrase is the word discover. You can replace the word find with discover. I walked into the meeting to discover that everyone was waiting for me.
Oh, those are some great examples, Gabe. Well, anyway, we're talking about Michelle. She had taken out her cell phone only to find that the battery was dead. Now what? Walking home was out of the question, meaning that was an impossible solution to her problem. So what is she going to do?
Well, she decided she could take a cab. That sounds like a good idea, but it seems like everything is going poorly for Michelle. She checked her wallet only to find, we could say only to find, that she only had $5 in cash. That is not enough for a cab ride in the United States, let me tell you.
And if that wasn't enough, we read, and to her horror, her credit card was missing. This story just seems to be getting better and better for us.
But worse and worse for Michelle. But I do like that phrase, to her horror, or as you can see here, to one's a feeling of some kind. You can use this in many ways. For example, to my amazement, my battery was dead. I thought that I still had, you know, phone batteries left, but my battery was dead, to my amazement.
That's right. Or you could say, Kelly walked into the room, and to her surprise, Joey was standing there. She wasn't expecting Joey to be in the room.
Oh, to one's surprise.
To one's surprise.
That's a good one. That happened when I was younger.
Oh.
And I was out playing with my friends in the mud and in the dirt, and I came home, and to my mom's surprise, I was covered in mud. She wasn't too happy about that.
I can imagine your mother probably was not very happy.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, in our lesson, Michelle, and to her horror, Michelle's credit card was missing. I'm sure a lot of people probably have a credit card.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what do you think the guys have to say about this word credit card?
I guess we're going to have to wait and see. Let's join them now.
When a word is used to mean something other than what it usually means, we call that a metaphor. Metaphors are used to suggest a resemblance or similarity.
That's right. Metaphors are figures of speech that make languages fun and interesting because they add visual imagery to what's being communicated.
Now, there are many different kinds of metaphors. One involves using a part of something to describe all of it. So then, what might we use as a metaphor for, say, a credit card?
Well, there's not much to a credit card that we could break down into parts. It's mostly made of plastic and ink, right?
Bingo! Plastic! A great metaphor to use in place of the word credit card. Next time you go shopping, don't forget to bring your plastic.
All right, here's another one. If I said to you, hey, nice threads, I'd be talking about your clothes, because clothes are made up of thousands of threads. Threads is a metaphor for clothes.
And finally, this classic, when we need help doing something, we often say, could you please give me a hand?
Just a hand? No, the hand is a metaphor for the whole person.
Metaphor 是隐喻，隐喻有分很多种，有一种是借由类比以部分代替整体，比如说 Could you please give me a hand? 字面上好像就是说能不能给我一只手，其实 hand 在这里是一个隐喻，表示一个人，能不能请你帮我一个忙。 Threads 是布料的线，这个字可以用来表示衣服。 Hey, nice threads, 就是说这件衣服很漂亮。再举个例子， Plastic 是塑胶，但也可以指信用卡，因为信用卡是塑胶做的。要去 shopping 前一定要记得 Bring your plastic, 带着你的信用卡。这就是今天的 InfoCloud, 我们下次云端见。
Thank you guys. Well, we read on here. Then she rememberedsomething about her credit card, right? She'd ordered something on the internet and left the card by her computer. So, her phone is out of batteries. She does not have her credit card with her. She doesn't have enough cash to get into a cab. What is she going to do?
Sounds like she's in a very, very bad situation. And friends, you're going to have to stay tuned to find out what happens next.
Welcome back to Studio Classroom, friends. We're in the middle of the second day of our lesson called A Night Out. Michelle has just watched a musical, but she can't find her car. She believes it is stolen. What is she going to do? Her cell phone has no more batteries. She doesn't have enough cash to get into a cab, and she doesn't have her credit card with her. What can she do? We're going to find out.
A night out. Maybe she could find a convenience store. She could plug in her phone there to charge it. She headed back toward the theater and the lights on Pike Street. She saw a convenience store ahead. Then she saw something familiar. Her car! Relief surged through her. She realized she'd parked on Pike Street.Not Pine Street. Once again humming a tune from the show, she got into her car and headed home.
OK, 接下来我们看 plug in 这个动词片语。plug in 是指插上电源。例如 I forgot to plug in my cell phone last night and now the battery is dead. 我昨天晚上忘了给手机充电，现在它的电池完全没电了。注意 plug 的过去式、过去分词还有现在分词都要重复字尾的 g 再加上 ed 或 ing。 例如 He took his CD player out of his bag and plugged it into the socket. 他把 CD 播放器从袋子里拿出来，把电源线插上插座。最后我们看的是 search 这个动词。 search 是指情感涌现或者是突然爆发。例如 When Carol heard the news, panic and anxiety surged through her. 当 Carol 一听到这个消息时，惊慌跟焦虑涌上心头。 search 也可以当名词。例如 When Katie found out she hadn't passed the bar exam, a surge of disappointment overcame her.当 Katie 发现自己没有通过律师考试时，失望之情油然而生。And now, let's get back to our teachers.
Thank you, Michelle. Well, here in our lesson, it's getting very exciting. We've already learned that Michelle is in a very bad situation. But maybe she has a solution. We read, maybe she could find a convenience store. She could plug in her phone there...To charge it, I mean,
That sounds like a pretty good idea, doesn't it?
Well, yeah, and there's convenience stores all over the place, right? That's what makes them so convenient. Well, we read here she could plug in her phone there to charge it, so she headed back toward the theater and the lights on Pike Street. She headed back. Well, Rebecca, I see this picture of a mall somewhere. Do you ever head to the mall?
Yeah, you know, I was thinking of heading to the mall this afternoon, as a matter of fact.
Oh.
I needed to do some shopping, and then once I get to the mall, I think I'm going to head to the computer store, or maybe a couple clothing stores.
Oh, very good. So you're going to head to all these places. That means
Right. You're
going in the direction of a certain place. Well, friends, in our lesson, of course, Michelle is heading back toward the theater and the lights on Pike Street. That means she's going in that direction. There are, of course, many different ways you can use that word head. You can head to something. You can head toward something. You can head back somewhere where you just were. That's what Michelle's doing. She's heading back toward that place.
And, of course, there are so many different places that you can head. You can head to the store. You can head home. You can head to a friend's house. So, friends, take some time and create some of your own sentences. And, of course, they have to be in English. Well, continuing with our story, Michelle, well, she saw a convenience store ahead. Then she saw something familiar. My goodness, Gabe, what is this that she saw that was so familiar?
Well, she saw her car, which made her feel really relieved. Relieved to know that someone didn't steal her car. And we see here that relief surged through her. I love that word, surge. Now, surge, this is a strong forward movement. It could be a verb or a noun. In our lesson, of course, it is a noun. Relief, that feeling of relief, went through her body. It surged through her.
That's right. And, of course, there are so many different ways that you can use this word, surge. You can say, well, here's a great example.
Mm-hmm.
Are you ready?
I'm ready, Rebecca.
Excitement. Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Excitement surged through me as I got ready to go on the roller coaster.
Ah, yes. You're feeling knots in your stomach, but that is also excitement as it surges through you before you do something exciting. I also think of electricity because you could have a surge of electricity. Electricity surged through a place, surged through the wires. A lot of things use electricity now. We could say that electricity surges through something.
Gabe, when you found your wallet after having lost it, did relief surge through you?
Yes, actually, and also a little bit of regret. I felt a little bit of regret for calling the card company so soon. But yes, relief did surge through me as well. So I understand, Michelle.
I kind of wonder if Michelle was feeling a little awkward that she thought someone stole her car.
Yeah, well, I guess it makes for a good story to tell people, and especially a good story to write about later. Of course, someone didn't steal her car. She found her car. She realized she'd parked on Pike Street, not Pine Street. So once again, humming a tune from the show, she got into her car and headed home.
You know, Gabe, that's actually happened to me before.
What happened?
I've parked my car in a specific area in the parking lot. It's a big parking lot. And I thought for sure I parked it by the letter B.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I went back to look for my car, it was nowhere to be found. Come to find that I had parked it by letter C instead of letter B.
Oh, well, at least it was close by. But I'm sure that's happened to a lot of people. Well, friends, Michelle is feeling a lot of relief right now. I hope that you are, too, because right now it's time for us to have fun with a review skit.
Yes.
We'll see you soon.
Raindrops on roses and whiskers on kittens. Ah, what a fabulous musical at the beautiful Paramount Theater. Ah, if I close my eyes, I can still imagine the beautiful sets and the beautiful costumes. Oh, anyways, it's getting late. I really don't like being out this late by myself, but no one else wanted to go to the show, so I had to go alone. Huh, that's odd. My parking space is empty. I must be on the wrong street. Wait, no. The street sign says Pine Street. But my car is nowhere to be seen. I've got knots in my stomach. Oh no, someone stole my car. What am I going to do? Aha, I know. I'll call the police. Oh no, my battery is dead. Maybe I can walk home. No, that's out of the question. Oh, I'll take a cab. Of course. Uh-oh, I only have $5. No problem, I'll use my credit card. Ah! I left my credit card near the computer. Oh, I know, I'll find a convenience store. Oh, there's my car. I parked on Pike Street, not Pine Street. I'm so relieved. Raindrops on roses and whiskers on...
We're with Michelle on the dark streets of Seattle, and she just realized her car had been stolen. She didn't know whether to call the police or a friend to give her a ride. Deciding to call a friend, she reached for her phone, only to find out that the battery was dead. She couldn't walk. It was definitely out of the question. She only had $5 in cash, and then to her horror, she couldn't find her credit card. Then she remembered. She had left it next to her computer. She decided to find a convenience store and plug in her phone there to charge it. So as she headed back toward the lights on Pike Street, she saw the convenience store. And then she saw something else. Her car. Relief surged through her as she realized she had parked on Pike and not Pine. As she got into her car and headed home, she started humming one of those show tunes again.
Thank you, Linda. Well, I'm definitely glad that everything worked out well for Michelle. I'm glad she found her car.
And I'm glad that we know the moral of this story. And the next time we go somewhere in our car, whether or on a scooter, we should remember where we park. Friends, be sure to join us next time for our Viewpoints lesson right here at
Studio Classroom.
Goodbye.